And so we tried to georeference each of those 27 anomalies as a starting point.
That's USF's lead anthropologist on the project, Aaron Kimmerly, giving an update on the search for anomalies on the site of the shuttered Dozier School for Boys. Kimmerly led the university's team that discovered the remains of more than 50 boys 6 years ago, some of which were identified. But this last go-round didn't produce remains.
What we found, for the most part, were tree roots and stumps, root balls basically that were buried. There was part of an old structure. It looks like it may have at one point been a concrete slab, but that's not to say that it couldn't have been dumped there as well.
The team is now planning to go back to take another look. Kimmerly says her team is looking to start in September, and this time they'll be employing another method of surveying land for excavation.
Just for those of you who may not know, LIDAR is basically stands for light detection and ranging. So it's another survey method. It's one more tool to add to your toolkit that helps recreate the surface structure. Another word for it would be 3D modeling or 3D imaging.
Using LIDAR does have one drawback. It doesn't work well in areas with tree cover, and that could be a challenge because Kimmerly says the area is much more wooded today than it was when the school was in operation. Roy Connerly attended the school for 11 months decades ago. He's one of the White House Boys, named after the small building at Dozier where boys were given beatings. Connerly was in attendance Monday and says he appreciates the work USF is doing, but is disappointed in the LIDAR tech.
It only works in clearings. And most of the area that we're talking about, for sure, is wooded. So the LIDAR is not going to be effective there.
Connerly says he suspects there could still be bodies on the disgraced school's grounds.
There's 183 that we have paperwork that were that entered there. But those same 183, there's no record of them leaving. So where did they go?
Connerly also says he and others think Dozier, which was segregated until the late 60s, had a cemetery on its south side where the white students initially were housed. The unmarked graves USF researchers found in 2013 were on the north side, which was meant for black students.
We have witnesses that says that there was a cemetery on the white side. And I'm pretty convinced because I know the people that said it. They're reliable.
Kimmerly says she doesn't know how long the next project will take, nor could she answer questions on Monday about how large of an area will be surveyed. For WFSU News, I'm Ryan Daly.